A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these things.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The word of the Lord. I have always struggled with the image of hell as a place where people were sent by God because they broke the rules. They ran around screaming amidst flames that burned their flesh, while little demons with horns ran after them, poking them with the sharp little hot forks. Ouch. Then when I was first introduced to the psychologist Kohlberg's, his theory of moral development, I began to think about how our understanding of human freedom matures from choosing for want of reward or for fear of punishment to choosing from total focus on what is the right thing to do. Life experience has taught me, sometimes painfully, that my torments are all too often the product of my own blind and selfish choices, driven more by raw emotion than by focused and caring awareness. Jesus' story is calling us to grow from choosing out of our own wants to choosing after deep consideration of how our choice will affect others. The image I use to help people think about the reality of hell is to imagine that when you die, you're brought to God's office. God comes out from behind his desk and invites you to come over to the big flat-screen HD TV. Take a seat on his lounge chair. He hands you a DVD and tells you that on it, he has recorded the plan he had for you when he created you. On it are all the potentials for good that he has given you and all the great things that you were to accomplish as part of the building of God's reign. You start to play it and see yourself as you grow and choose. Sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry. Sometimes you feel real good about yourself, and sometimes you smack your head and cry out, "Oh, hell, look what I could have done with what I had and didn't do it. How could I be so stupid? I don't know about you, but my worst times are when I realize that I did it to myself. I really screwed up and made the wrong choice. I would be much happier if I could really put the blame on some other guy. But when I know it was my fault, that is my hell, my ultimate torment. This is what freedom is all about. I do not believe God sends me to hell. I make that choice. God gave me the directions for true peace and happiness. If I do not listen intently to his GPS instructions, I will drive myself to hell.